we think opposite. When they ask you what is the opposite of light, you will say what? You never say it's fire. And when they ask you what is the opposite of the fire, you go towards water. But to us it's not like that. First of all, light. What is light? An invisible stuff which is making everything visible. A magical stuff. As far as we know, physically it cannot exist, but it exists. We know that nothing could travel that fast, but the light does. Nothing else could. This is the basic law of the universe, right? Speed of light is impossible, but light is doing it. And more than that, with a lot of energy, it will come and touch this wall. With the same energy, it will come back without shaking the wall. It does whatever is impossible. Therefore, in a way, it's compared with Hap. Hap is like light to us. What is fire? Fire to us is not the outcome of light or lightness. Fire to us is hell, is the place of Satan, is the place that we don't want to go. Why? Because it's a burning sensation inside at the end of the day. There is this burning sensation inside the non-believer, and belief will make it all comfortable. That fire disappears. So we call shirk, means not believing in a single truth is like a fire. Here we say, yes, the light of mu'min, the light of a believer, will kill the fire. Because light is the fire is the opposite of light in the judgment day. Means when it comes to judgment, we have these two, light and the fire. Because this comes out of fadl, which is very difficult to explain. But the fire, we know, it's coming from anger. Because fire within is the anger, and we know it, we observe it. He says, these are two opposites, because one comes from qahr, anger. The other one comes from fazl, means the
grace and
the graciousness, in a way. So light comes from graciousness, fire comes from anger to us. Yes?
Can I tell you something? Sorry.
Yep.
The word shirk, also, you know, like what they put for an animal to trap?
Mm-hmm.
This is shirk.
Yes?
So it's very appropriate.
It's even more than that.
Yeah.
Because when you build up a company, you will choose a shirk. Means someone to connect to. Yeah. That's the beauty of that language. Yes?
If you're wishing to remove the evil of the fire, direct the water mercy against the heart of the fire. The true believer is the fountain of the water of mercy. The pure spirit, the well-doer, is the water of life. Your fleshy soul is fleeing mightily from him. Because you are a fire, he the water of the stream. Fire becomes fleeing from water for the reason that it is fire. It's ruined by water. Your sense and thought are wholly of fire. The sense of the shaykh and thought and his thought are the beauteous light. When the water of his light trickles on the fire, shock rises from the fire and leaps up. But it makes Chok-Chok say you to it, death and woe, in order that this hell, your fleshy soul, may become cold. After that, anything that you sow will yield fruit. It will yield anemones and wild roses in time.
Meaning? What was all this? He brought it to a very strange level to communicate, touch the feeling of the people. First of all, when you talk about the fire, for the believer, the fire is the hell, fire is the instrument of Satan and all that, and the light comes from God and blah, 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 all of that. Then at the end he said, okay, let me bring it back. I'm not talking about nonsense here, there, and there. I'm talking about you. Inside all of us, anger is there, and the hope for fast is there. Both are here. What you should do, what you're supposed to do, is that by this water, little by little, kill the fire. Means little by little, by knowledge, by understanding the truth, by approaching the truth and justice, you could kill the fire of ego. He brought it down to ego. Your ego is the devil one with the fire. And guess what? You pour water on that fire, what will happen? Have you ever done that? Normally you don't, because you're born maybe in a party. The people who live outside, they know that when suddenly you drop water on the fires, it explodes and it makes a lot of noises. And you say, you know what? First of all, whatever you feel and whatever you think is the fire. How about that? Because you're selfish. I'm talking about yourself. The remedy is where? The Sheikh. When we talk about the Sheikh appear, that is the light. Right? So you should get close to a Sheikh and let all those flowing knowledge of Sheikh be the remedy for your fire. And you should know in advance that your fire starts to say chak, 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 chak. Means talking. You should call it, shut up, I hope you will die. Means this is how the remedy works, that your thinking and your feeling is all coming from the ego. The feeling and the thought of a sheikh is the light. You need that water of his light to be dropped, droplet of that, on your fire, and your fire will make noises because we'll object it. You should tell your ego and your fire, shut up. And little by little, with these droplets, the hell of your fire will become cold. Your ego will cool down. Then, whatever you plant will flourish. Everything will be good. When you got rid of that fire of within, you got rid of that ego, then everything will be good. Again, we are leaving the mainstream and going to branches. Yeah.
Once more we are going wide of the straight way. Turn back, O Master, where is our way? We were in showing, O envious one, that your ass is lame in the place of alighting far off.
Please stop it. Right there. Before anything else, please change that word envious. It's jealous. He's back to Hasud. He's back to... Do you remember that long paragraph? Then he brought that two little stories. This is the second one, right? He brought my favorite story, then he started this to come back to jealousy. Because that's what it is. For a long time we are going to talk about it. Because normally we all think that we are not jealous. And that envy will help a lot to cover up. And we don't want to hear about it. But that is the main problem. Real main problem. So next week, inshallah, we come back to it from here. Yes?
Just a question about fire.
Yeah.
Back further, you talk about sitting down at the fire and being cooked. So is it just different ways of using... There's not really any connections. Is it different way of talking about fire?
Means that if we talk about the fire of the hell, does it mean that we could never use the word of fire? It doesn't work like that. It doesn't. Sometimes he will talk about fire, real fire, or he will make another example. Don't go that far. Although, you will not find something that will be a conflict. But there are places that doesn't apply because he talks about the fire. But the problem is, do you know another word for the fire? No, because in English you have fire. Rumi doesn't have one. Rumi, when Rumi will say Atash, it's different. When he will say Nar, he definitely means the hell. Because Nar is the Arabic word for fire, and it will remind us of Jahim. And immediately we imagine the fire of hell. But when we want to appreciate it, we say Atash. You know when? How we call the flame of love Atash-e-ishq. He himself will say, Altashastin Banginavyo, Neist Bald. Harkin Altashmadarat, Neist Bald. He will say, it's fire, not nar, Altash. This sound of my nai or my nay is the fire. Whoever doesn't have this fire, let him not to exist anymore. So we talk about the fire of love. Here is Nar, and it's brought in with the hell and with the non-believer, all of it together. So today we'll read that long paragraph again. We have one of those long sessions, or we read that paragraph enough, and we'll go directly to my favorite stories. That's cheating. Mm. 1042 پادشاهی بنده ای را از کرم برگزیده بود و جمله حشم جامگی او وظیفه 40 امیر ده یکی قدرش ندیدی صد وزیر از کمال طالع و اقبال و بخت او عیازی بود و شهر محمود وقت روح او با روح شهر در اصل خیش پیش از این تن بود هم پیوند و خیش کار آن دارد که پیش از تن بوده است بگذر از اینها که نو حادث شده است کار عارف راست کو نه احول است چشم او بر کشت های اول است آنچه گندم کاشتن دیوانچه جو چشم او آنجاست روز و شب گرو آنچه آبسته است شب جز آن نزاد هیله ها و مکر ها باد است باد کی کند دل خوش به حیلت های گش این که بیند حیله ی حق بر سرش او در اون دام و دامی می نهد جان تو نه آن جهد نه این جهد گر بروید بر بریزد صد گیاه آقبر بر روید آن کشته اله کشته نو کارید بر کشته نخست این دوم فانی است وان اول درست تخم اول کامل و بگذارید